All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. You guys, I'm so excited to have you guys here today because, you know, the last time that y'all were here, it was like a few days before you announced that you were both pregnant.
I know.
Which is so wild, which means, obviously we were pregnant there.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, you were.
We were there doing the people shoot. And
Oh, that's right.
But we had to keep everything quiet.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I had no idea. I would never have known that you guys were pregnant. You did such a good job. Like, I'm surprised you weren't just like giggling with each other over having that shared secret. Like, amazing.
I know. It was actually really fun. You know, it was so hard. I guess for me, it was my second pregnancy, so it almost felt different. But for her, I could tell it was so hard for you to keep it quiet because it was your first. And you know, when you're first pregnant, you want the world to know. You're like,
yes,
I want to tell everyone.
Well, and it was really hard for you. And I was feeling like I just remember always having not so much like feeling like I was gonna throw up, but it was like the weirdest taste in my mouth constantly, where I was like oh,
metal,
God.
Right? I felt like you were
metal
like,
for a bit, and yeah, I mean, stuff in my throat, and so that was like probably the hardest part is just doing everything and feeling like a little off, but like having to be normal.
Oh my gosh, so I've never heard of that pregnancy symptom of just having a weird taste. Yeah, that's so strange.
Yeah, it was just like gross.
Well, I'm so excited to have you guys back. You guys, I am joined by Nikki and Bree Garcia, formerly known as the Bella Twins. I love this new you guys. Y'all are elevated and chic as fuck, and you have a new show coming out, Twin Love. I'm going to get into all of that later, but welcome back, you guys.
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this has been great. I can't believe already. I mean, the boys are three now.
I was just about to ask that. I was like, are they almost four?
Because think how long it's been since we've chatted.
Yeah. I mean, they turned three end of July, beginning of August. Right. It's wild.
Can I tell you that during COVID, how would you know this? So during COVID, when I found out I was pregnant, I watched y'all's show as inspo because y'all were pregnant on was it your final season that you guys were pregnant on? Yes, I remember so many nights just being like, okay, let's just put on the Bella show because they're pregnant. So like this is, you know, during COVID, I couldn't leave and experience anything. Right. So I learned about pregnancy a lot through you guys.
Oh, I don't know if we should apologize or...
I know, right? Well, and that season was so wild because we were one of the first shows in all of Hollywood and the entire industry to go back to film during especially the height of COVID.
Right.
So we were kind of like the guinea pigs. And I just remember them being like, yeah, so we're going to film a lot inside your house. Uh-huh. And which was so wild to me, but going like through it all, because I feel you like being that first pregnancy in COVID. I mean, there was a lot of beauty in it, but then it also sucked because you couldn't do all the things that everyone does. And you have like, you're supposed to have all that excitement and the baby showers and all the appointments. Like, did your husband get to go to the appointments with you?
No, he went, he was able to go to one and it was like towards the end, maybe because he had to get a shot. So like that was like a way, their way around it so that we could have him come once.
Oh yeah. Wasn't that so wild to just...
But it was the only thing I knew. It was the only, like, so like, I didn't know anything different. Like so people like when they felt bad being like, oh my God, that sucks. I'm like, well, I don't know any different. Yeah. I didn't know. I wouldn't know what it would be like for him to be here. Wild times. Yes.
Wild. I mean, it's so crazy when I think about it. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm so happy. It's years past now.
Speaking of y'all's reality show, I just saw that you guys went, this is a little off topic. You guys just went to Italy. Right?
Oh, yes.
You did. Was it one of the first, or was it the first trip you guys, like big major vacation you've taken off camera?
Yeah.
10 years. In 10 years.
You know, it's crazy because, so Nikki and I, we're going to be 40 November 21st. I can't believe that. I mean, we're like weeks away from turning 40. I keep every day waking up going, I'm still in my 30s because I'm not going to be able to say that in a month. But so we decided to take this trip. And her and I were like, whoa, this is actually our real first vacation in over a decade. No cameras, no like reason because we're going, because really it's work, really just vacationing.
Yeah. It felt so good.
It felt so good.
No, that's wild because I know what it's like to go on a reality show vacation. That shit is not vacation.
No, vacation from it.
Yes, 100%. You have a full schedule all day long. You have different scenes that you need to go film. I don't know about you guys. Probably not because you're way more respected than, or at least we were at the time. But like producers had keys to our hotel rooms.
Oh, no.
No way.
Yeah. See, you know, because we started Vanderpump Rules when we were so young that we were just like, sure, okay. And so that was just the norm. Like, they would have keys. They could come interrupt whenever they wanted. It was a mind fuck, honestly.
Wow.
See, that's why I will say our first season of Total Divas, I felt like when I got really wild, when everyone knew who Brie Mode was, the next morning, they just kind of walked into Brian in our room to see me hungover.
But they never had keys. You had to let them in.
I had, maybe.
You totally let them in.
You felt forced. But see, imagine if this is how they justified it. They're like, well, you're here filming a show. What if we're banging on the door and you refuse to let us come in and film and this is your job? So I'm like, okay, I guess you should have a key to my room. Weird.
Yeah. Weird.
No one was going into Nikki's room because they're like, she's either masturbating or something's happening. They'd be too scared to walk in.
Scared. No, I'd kick their ass. No, see, back then, it's like, it is so crazy. People have no idea like how reality stars were treated. And we still had protection because of the WWE. And even some of the things I was like, okay, I don't think that was right. But that stuff, I'm like, no.
That would be hard on me.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of producers are going to get mad at me right when this airs. And I'm going to get a lot of rage texts, but whatever.
Yeah. It's the truth though. And I feel like as reality stars, we aren't allowed to say our truth or live our truth at times because we want to protect everyone.
Yeah.
Because everyone makes us feel like we got this golden opportunity.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%. You worded that perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, my husband's like, Brie, you can't get in trouble for telling the truth or living in your truth. Just say what the facts are the facts. And I'm like, you're right. Why do I always want to protect everyone instead of protecting myself? So that's something I had to learn. It was a long journey, but I learned the hard way. But I started to tell myself that, you know, like shame on all them for making me feel that way.
Right.
So I know. I think that's just the reality TV game, mm-hmm. you know, that really is that like you are so lucky to have this opportunity, which we are.
Right,
we are, but there needs to be boundaries or something. Yeah. Like, I can't believe that this is the first trip that you guys are taking that you guys took that wasn't work. How was it?
Oh, we didn't set an alarm. We didn't feel the need to wear makeup.
Right.
Her and I would, because of jet lag, we'd wake up in the middle of the night and then we'd like watch Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And then we're like, you know what's so great? We can go back to sleep and be up at 11 and it doesn't matter. Just get in our swimsuits and go lay
it
by
was,
the pool.
I mean, the best. And like when we did Lake Como, we were like, okay, is this just going to be like checking it off the bucket list? And we're now like, okay, how do we get back to Lake Como every year? Lake Como is so magical. And I think because now we're up here in wine country in Napa Valley, and we've always been Lake Tahoe girls. And so just to be 3 hours away is amazing. And then I go to Lake Como and I'm like, this is like an Italian Tahoe, but even grander.
You get to live like the Italian way.
Yeah.
Look at the...
Drink Aperol Spritz.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to say, look at the Italian men.
Yeah. Switzerland is like the borderline.
Yeah,
so were we looking at the Alps?
I think we were, right? It was just so magical. And then, being a mom, it's like... You know, I get, especially even more so than Brie, I get like crazy mom guilt. Like, why am I leaving him? Like, why am I doing something for myself? Right. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how that is. And I would wake her up every night and go, I'm going to book my flight earlier. I think I'm going to leave a few days
every
earlier.
Night. She would look at like Delta flights to go home early. I'm like, hey, then go like, bye. But
she would, but I was just having a hard time because I was enjoying myself so much. Cause I hadn't done something like that for me in so long. Cause even like in the past 3 years, I haven't done something like that for me, but even in the past 10 years, like when we talk about when we would go on those trips, like I would only time I had vacation was cast vacations. And so I just had so much guilt of like, I really don't have to do anything today, but put on like a cute outfit if I want, or if I don't want and lay by the pool and order Aperol Spritz. And so it would wake me up in the night of like, I need to get home and just not be about me anymore.
That is so crazy that you bring that up because it was one of my questions on the list because y'all do so much. Like, you have your own podcast together. You have your own wine company, which I love that it's called Bonita Bonita. That's such a great name.
Thank you. We love like, it.
You guys do so much that I wanted to ask you both about mom guilt, because there are never enough hours in the day to get the things you need to get done, to spend time with your children, spend time with your husband, spend time with a friend, have a social life, spend time with each other, spend time alone just by yourself. That like, I really wanted to ask y'all about mom guilt.
Yeah. So you go ahead, Brie.
Yeah. It's interesting because one thing I always had to look at was my goals in life and like what I wanted to accomplish and what are the things that you sacrifice to get there or what do you prioritize? And my children are always first, but there are times you have to sacrifice these little moments. But then the moments I have with them, which is a lot, I tell myself the phone has to be put in my room so I'm not distracted. So I'm sitting on the ground playing with them. We're out in the garden. I also know that my daughter is looking at an independent woman. Like, granted, I'm married. My husband does well, but so do I. And she's looking at me, seeing me work hard, but also kind of prioritize time with family and work. And I feel at the end of the day, sometimes when I can step away and concentrate on myself, when I come back into my mom's shoes, I'm a better mother. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I gave everything to my family and nothing for me, then I'm not going to be a good person at the end of the day. I've done that at times and I'm overtired. I'm agitated. I feel almost like I get myself in this victim mode where I feel bad for myself because nothing's for me. And then that's not good for anyone. So I have to remind myself because I fall into mom guilt, but it's like, Brie, like when you give yourself a little bit, you go back and you're a rock star mom. Then when you give yourself a little bit, I'm a better wife, everything. So yeah. I have to tell myself that.
See, I'm still trying to find that balance. Like today I was so like grateful that you were willing to start 15 minutes later because after I dropped Mateo off at school, I knew I wasn't going to pick him up. And then the mom guilt kicked in like, oh my gosh, but he loves when I pick him up. And maybe if they'll just start 15 minutes later, I can pick him up and I can come record the podcast. And so I made that work, but I have a really tough time because it's like, I want to be with him 24/7, but we're doing so many things and more so as entrepreneurs than anything else. And I don't like, I've sacrificed a lot of workouts in my past year and like working out was my passion. It was like, like what I love to do. And Brie knows it's been really hard because I've had a lot of muscle loss, but I'm also fighting through injury. And then I like, will like be losing my mind. Like if I could only have time for me and she's like, we'll make it. And I'm still like with my life coach trying to figure out this whole mom guilt thing because it lays so heavy on me, but I also want to be with him 24/7. And Artem, since Mateo's been 6 weeks old, Artem left for Dancing with the Stars. So he's very used to Artem. Daddy leaves like 3-4 months out of the year. And then he has tour, like Artem will be gone quite a bit, where I would bring Mateo on set with me. When I did AGT Extreme, he was in Atlanta with me for 5 weeks and I would be on set till like midnight, sometimes 1 a.m. I'd come back and I'd wake up at 6 a.m. with him every day. And he was a baby, but I wanted to make sure that I had that time before I had to go back to set at 11 a.m. And I would like barely sleep. But I was like, that's just, you know, I think as moms, it's just what you do. But I'm trying to figure out this mom guilt stuff.
Nikki, I totally hear you. We need to take Bree's advice. Okay.
Yes, honestly,
because I am in the same boat that you are right now, especially when you mentioned school pickup. I didn't even realize that's why you needed to postpone. I could have postponed even longer if you needed more time because I'm going through the guilt of that too. I have a newborn, so I don't drop my daughter off at school. So my husband does. So I'm like, God, I feel so guilty that I've never done this. I've never dropped her off at school. And then in the afternoon, I'll have Bo or our nanny go pick her up because I have to record a podcast or take care of the baby. Then I'm like, I feel like an absent mom. Holy shit. But I'm with a newborn all the time. So I'm not an absent mom. I'm just with a different baby, a different kid. The mom guilt just never ends. But yes, Brie, we need to take time for ourselves because it just makes us better moms and people.
No, sure. It's so true.
It really does.
Because you look in the mirror, like I've just gotten soft and I know it's things like, look, overall, do I look great? Yeah.
Yeah.
But do I look fantastic. How I want to look? It's like, I tell Brie,
those are the sacrifices, right?
Right. And so I told her, okay, I'm sacrificing muscle. Yeah.
Vanity, I guess we'd say.
Yeah. No, and it's true, but it's, you know, and it's what does make us amazing women. We all three are badasses. We run boardrooms, we run bottles, we do diaper, we do it all. And so I know in a few years, we're all going to be like, damn, we did that,
Yeah.
which is amazing.
Well, and I also think to myself, I was, you know, this popped up on my feed, and literally it was like a 8-year-old doing a TED talk where she's like talking about all we want as children is for our parents to play with us, but really play, not sit down with the phone in their hand and play. We want them to look into our eyes. We want them to engage. A car ride, we can talk to them, but when they get home from school, sitting down with them and engaging is way more valuable, I think, to a child than being in the car. So those are the kind of things I tell myself is like, there's that give or take. Like my kids, when we come home from school, they know we go straight to the backyard to the garden. We're either picking up dog poop, picking up weed or picking up weeds. They're helping me like clean, you know, my garden beds. They have their own, but it's a time where the phone's in the house. And I know just that hour I get with them outside, maybe it's 2 hours depending. Like that is way more valuable than a pickup or a drop off. Cause there's times where my nanny has to pick up the kids or if my husband's in town, it's him. And for sure it's hard on me, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this done. So when they come home, I'm going to make sure to give them all the time they need.
Yeah.
But you have to see this TED talk on this 8-year-old. And I was like watching it and I was like, wow.
No, please send me this. And because that just like that hit, because I feel like one of the things I also feel guilty about is the fact that even when I spend time with her, I'm like, oh no, I have to respond to this email or I have to respond to this text. Right. And so that makes me want to cry. But yeah, like if we were to just put our phones away for like an hour a day and just totally engage and play, that would maybe relieve a lot of our guilt, Nikki.
Honestly, I agree. I need to do that. And Mateo will ask about daddy a lot. And I will say Artem is so amazing that when he's not dancing and when he's playing with Mateo, it is like amazing playtime. He does all the forts and cool inventions with like the blankets. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if he like will always ask about him because he gives him that full like hardcore playtime.
I agree.
But I read a lot of books at least.
Yeah.
But when I do play, I'm also like, oh shoot, I got to get back to this or, you know, got to do this. And
some of us just aren't that great at playing.
Yeah. I'll admit, I get like,
well, are you good at arts and crafts?
I sit there and I'm like, be patient.
I'm good at like, let's do makeup together. Let's do hair together. Yeah. Let's put an outfit together and like play dress up. I'm good at certain things. I'm good at baking with her, but like playing, I'm not that great at it. I'm not that great.
But those are all great things.
Yeah.
I think those are really good.
No, those are. Yeah. Baking. So, we've done a lot of baking.
Yeah. We're into baking. Yeah.
Ever since I gave birth, well, actually, honestly, before I gave birth too, I've been trying to be as healthy as possible. Obviously, you know, taking my prenatals, all those things. But once I gave birth, it's like, okay, time to get fit again, time to feel extra healthy. Like, I don't want to get sick. All of those things just because now I want to get back to my old self and I want to be able to take care of my children and have the most energy in the best way that I can. And now I've discovered, so I'm like trying to discover all the new things to make you healthy. I started recently taking Armra colostrum. Okay. So I discovered this, I think it was like a couple months ago. So it helps to strengthen immunity and your gut health. It improves fitness and metabolism and enhances skin and hair radiance. So once I found out that colostrum was like a thing, which is ironic since I just gave birth and like I produced it, could I have drank my own? Weird question. Anyway, I'm like, okay, I need to get up on this Armra colostrum movement. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it because everyone says, when you give birth and you have your baby, they're like, the colostrum, it's the most important thing that your baby gets. Just like that first bit of milk, the colostrum, it's the most important. So it's the first nutrition that we as human beings receive in life. And it contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. So why shouldn't we just like take it throughout the rest of our lives? It makes so much sense. Now, this is very new for me, but I feel like I've just realized like, okay, I feel less bloaty. I feel like I have the right amount of energy right now. Like I'm like fine with the way that my skin looks. I don't feel like I'm inflamed. So I feel like this Armra colostrum stuff is working. And we've worked out a special offer for my audience. You can receive 15% off your first order when you go to tryarmra.com/Stassi or enter Stassi to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Stassi. TryArmra.com/Stassi. Like I said earlier, I am on this journey of trying to be like the best version of myself, the healthiest, feel like myself again. I want to just like feel strong and just have energy, all of the things. With that, I also am looking at like how I do my hair and my skincare routine. And I had been hearing all about Dime Beauty. And so I'm like, I want to get involved. I want to try this because I see so many people raving about it. So I've been using Dime Beauty for like a month now. And I am obsessed because it is saving me so much time in terms of like skin, like my skincare routine and my skin. I'm really freaking happy with it right now. So if you're unaware, Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable and it really, really works. Okay, so Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient so you can use their products daily with confidence. I started with their Works collection. I feel like I just wanted to do it all, like just give it all to me, tell me what to do and I'll do it. That's the thing about me. I like no guessing game when it comes to skincare, when it comes to anything at all. Just like, tell me what to do, give me a list, and I will follow that and I will do it. So with the Work system, it's everything you need. They tell you what to do, okay? A gentle cleanser, a toner, 2 serums, 2 moisturizers. And then you can expand if you want, but I did this, the Works system, and that's what I've been doing. So you can also love your skin again when you go to dimebeautyco.com and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Also, just want to let you know that right now they have free shipping on orders over $50 and a 100% satisfaction guarantee on every product. So head over there. Okay, listen up, moms, dads, whoever's taking care of the baby while it's sleeping. I'm going to talk about the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack. I used it with Hartford. I plan on using it with Messer. I started using the sleep sack, the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack with Hartford after we swaddled her. So like once we were done swaddling, I think it was around 6 months, and it helped so much in terms of sleep because babies just, some of them, most of them need a little safe, weighted on them. Like, I'm not talking about like anything too heavy. It's like the perfect amount of snuggle and weight. So let me explain this Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack. It is exactly what you think. A sleep sack that your baby goes in and it's slightly weighted. There's a zipper that goes both ways because, you know, we change our baby's diapers in the middle of the night, and that would be really annoying if you had to take the sleep sack off completely. You don't have to. And it's super soft, made with quality materials. I'm telling you, after every wash, like it seriously held up. I cannot rave about this enough. So if you're somebody who's having trouble with your baby sleeping, I mean, we all need to get sleep during the night. Right. And if your baby's waking up fussy and you have to like keep going in, check on the baby, try the weighted sleep sack, the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack. It might actually be the answer to your prayers. Okay. Dreamland is having their biggest sale of the year. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and use code Stassi BOGO 23, so Stassi BOGO 23 at checkout for the buy one, get one free weighted products deal. So this is a great way to stock up on Dreamland Baby products or to just like if you want to give it as a holiday gift. I'm telling you, you need more than one weighted. Just a little tip. You need another one because if you have one and your baby spits up on it, then in the middle of the night, you're like, I don't have time to wash the sleep sack. So what do I do? So you definitely need to just a little piece of advice. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and use code STASSIBOGO23 at checkout and get buy one, get one free weighted products deal. So you guys are turning 40 and I'm very excited for you. It's a huge deal. Yes. Everyone keeps, this is the thing. This is nothing to fear because everyone gets hotter and hotter as they age. I've realized.
Yeah, I agree. Like, oh my gosh.
Everyone is getting, all women are getting so much more attractive. So age is not something that I fear anymore. But I wanted to ask y'all a specific question. Do you feel like now that you're turning 40, as women, like, do you get annoyed, I guess, when people ask you if you think you can have it all? Or do you have an opinion on having it all? Or do you even, is your definition of having it all different from the normal? I just wanted to get your thoughts on having it all because we're always asked this and it's just, always. It's sucky.
I know, because men don't get asked it at
Never.
All. No, I do, because it's funny. I just remember even the convos that I'd have about wanting to be a mom and all the things that I wanted to do and accomplish in life. And they're like, well, can you do it all? Like, can you have it all? And I used to be like, yes, you can. And so many people would disagree with me. And I feel like now, like, we're living that. And it's hard work and it's exhausting, but you can have it all. And I think that's why it's so important that you do things you're passionate about. I love to drink wine and I like to be in the wine industry. So I moved over here and now I get to look at vineyards and actually be hands-on and be hands-on mom and do stuff on TV. And it's like, you know, it's hard work, but it's crazy because I think women were just made up to balance like a lot of stuff, even though it could drive us crazy.
Right. Well, and it's such an interesting question because we do get asked that all the time. And when I notice like the people ask me, I'm like, oh, are you asking like successful career, marriage, family life? Like, what is it all? Because for me, having it all is my happiness, having days off. Like now mm-hmm. that when I have a day off, I'm like, this is luxury. This is having it all. A day where I don't have to get ready and I could just chill. Oh my gosh. Or slow morning. To me, that's like having it all when I'm at that point in my life, which I feel like I'm finally there and I appreciate it. But it is, it's funny because I feel like that question can almost mind fuck you in a way. Cause you're
it
like,
does.
I don't know. Like, do mm-hmm. I?
Do I? Like, what is even having it all? Like, I think I'm happy. I don't know. But when I think about it, something's always failing in my life. Like my social life, I don't have one.
Yeah.
Like, so I might be happy. I might have my kids and my husband and a career that I love, but I don't have a social life right now. I feel like something's always lacking that I'm kind of over the phrase having it all because
me too.
What does it really mean anyway? And like a lot of women don't even want what is considered having it all.
No, I'm with you. I don't want to have, you know, it's exhausting and truly. I'm tired of being exhausted. My husband and I yesterday, we had a date lunch because as you know, when you have kids, it's like, it's easier because we 100%. All go to bed early.
Yeah.
And he and I are like, when are we going to not be exhausted? And he came up with this idea that because he and I aren't social, we're almost just living in our exhaustion. And because when I hear people are on softball teams and I hear they're doing all these extra things that mean to me nothing. But Brian's like, but no, what they're doing is they're giving themselves that spark of happiness and socializing and allowing family atmosphere. So he thinks it gives you energy instead of exerting more energy, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, you and I don't do that. We're not social. Like we do need to get out there and maybe be on a softball team together and
talk
to people who have kids and our kids play. That's right. But he believes that it would spark some energy actually into our day and give us a little more as adults.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We just got in this huge discussion yesterday. So I might be playing softball.
You might be playing softball.
Honestly, right? Well, you and I are lucky we have each other because we always make time to go.
We do.
Like we do something once a week. We call it Sister Sunday. So we hit that up. But, you know, when you guys were talking, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start saying, I want people to say that have it all, like that whole comment. I'm going to be like, am I living the life I want? Yes. Let's rephrase.
Oh, I like that.
You know, right?
I like that.
Yeah, I am living the life I want. I love when I drive Mateo to school and I stare at the vineyards. I'm like, God, I love it here. When I'm in my home and I wake up and make my coffee, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And
you just wish you had a little more energy.
Oh, well, I mean, sure. I'll go join a softball team, Bree, to get my little bit more energy.
No, seriously, I've never heard that before. Join a softball team, get more energy.
Right?
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Mine too.
Not joking.
I was telling my husband yesterday, I'm like, sounds awful.
No, and like literally
another
horrible.
Thing in my calendar.
Yeah.
But he believes because all of us now, especially when we have young ones, we're just not social because we're surviving.
Yeah.
I'm just tired a lot. And he's like, we need to be more social.
Artem and I get excited to like watch a new show together. That's our social.
But honestly, like softball, like if you guys are going to do a task to like be social, that's like a sober activity. So that becomes a chore.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. That's not the life for me.
Not me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, so, I know it's one of those things. I have a DD for life, but then I don't enjoy a glass of wine with him. But
I didn't think about that. Think of all the money you're saving from Ubers.
Yeah, but the thing is he hates going out. Like the times
but
we
like
go
when
do
we
drinking
go to parties
events.
Or like events.
Oh
or
no,
something.
You're right.
I never We're never like, okay, who's going to drink? Who's not going to drink? I always just get to enjoy myself because I know he'll drive.
Oh my gosh. Nice. Not me over here now wanting to turn my husband into a sober man.
Right.
So that I can always be the one to have fun. You have actually figured out the meaning to life. Like, that's how to be happy. Yeah. That's how to have it all.
Marry someone. Yeah.
I have my wine partner right here. Wine I got my D. I'm married to my DD.
You got it, girl. No mom guilt. You got it all figured out. No, you do have it all.
Gosh. Well, I wanted also to talk about, okay, congratulations. Y'all have a new show coming out. Yeah. In Love, November 17th. I watched the first episode last night.
Oh, you did?
It's so good. Thank you for letting me see it ahead of time. It's like, I would say it's the new Love is Blind. It's like I'm surprised people haven't done this yet.
I know, right?
Do you guys want to explain in better words exactly what it is for my listeners?
Yeah, so Twin Love is a social dating experiment show. If you're familiar with Love Island, it's Love Island with identical twins.
The producers, mm-hmm.
Yes, it's from the creators of Love Island. And Nikki and I, we love that finally the world gets to see how identical twins date because we are born with a soulmate. Nikki and I, born together, came from the womb, same time. But you have this built-in best friend. It feels like her and I have been in a 39-year marriage. Mm. And a lot of twins, what we face is that we don't feel like we're ever in a rush to be in a relationship, find a husband, find a wife or a partner, because there's already, we have someone who's there for us all the time. So this show is really interesting because it's all the same people that go through all the same issues being an identical twin. And we get to put them in, they think it's one house together. And then what you'll see is that we end up splitting them up. And for identical twins, that's terrifying.
Yeah. But what's so cool too, it's like, you know, the world, we all get to watch how they date and are they like their identical twin? And that was really neat to see. It was nonstop. Like there was something. It was so entertaining, nonstop.
Okay. So first of all, I had no idea as I was watching this, all of these twin statistics, I had never really thought about it before. You know, I don't like sit around just thinking about, you know, what it's like for twins in terms of dating or relationships or marriage. And I didn't know that twins, identical twins, they statistically get into relationships later, they mm-hmm. marry later, all of those things. Because, yeah, you are born with like your soulmate. And right. So I'm like, holy shit, this is actually fascinating. And they were all like so similar yet different. That I was like also wondering, I'm like, oh my God, do they have the same taste? Like, do you guys have similar taste in men? I know you're both married, but do you have similar? So did you ever overlap with like who you'd be interested in?
We never overlapped. But what was weird is we had very different tastes.
Yeah.
Then I feel like the older we got, we kind of blended our taste in the same where you could pick, be like, oh, Nicole maybe could date that guy, even though it'd feel like a Brie guy.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like you started to get, and then the vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but when we were young, it was very much, she loved the jocks, I loved the skater boys. And then in our 20s, she still loved the jocks and I loved musicians. But then I ended up marrying a wrestler. So, it turned, even though he's a hippie, but it is.
I married a ballroom dancer exactly. And who would have thought I would marry someone more graceful than me. So yeah, it did. It's crazy.
Would you guys ever, before you got married, would you get into relationships with people if your sister didn't approve, if your sister didn't get along?
Well, we would, but it would just be such a nightmare.
It would be.
Yeah.
Like there's like one I can think of for you that was really tough. Oh. High school.
Oh yeah. Well,
and like, what was hard is like when you're watching a toxic relationship, no offense, but it was.
I've been in a million. It's okay.
You know, it was hard on me. I didn't want to give into it. I wanted to be like, listen, like love is blind. Like it's hard sometimes. Ugh, Nicole's like, you're not talking to the mic.
It's good. Okay.
That, you know, so we'd get really bitchy to each other or I wasn't supportive. So it made it uncomfortable and also like just not fun, right?
No, we'd be more distant during those times for sure.
So for sure, we definitely, I don't know, did with me, was there any? I feel like no.
No, I mean, you just dated someone for a long time who just didn't want any of us really around as much.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wait, that's hard. How do you even then deal with that?
Right?
Doesn't it separates your sister bond?
Oh, For sure. I was in San Diego living up with my besties and she was over there just in a rock and roll phase all by herself with some rockers. So I was like, have fun. Yeah. Till the day she needed me to drive up a U-Haul and come help her move out because she was breaking up with him. And I'm like, oh, so now you need me.
And then I moved to New York. I was like, I just need you for a week. And then my ass is going to
Can you
to
just
New
help
York.
Me move my shit out? And then I'm going to move into this creepy LA apartment.
Oh, gosh.
We both have had those.
Ask me what I drink all day long. The first thing I drink in the morning, the last thing I drink at night. I drink it all day. I'm not joking. I'm talking about liquid IV. Okay. I take my hydration very seriously. That's because I like to enjoy wine at night. What can I say? But there are other reasons hydration is important. Okay. It just is. It's very important. So let's talk about liquid IV. Let me explain what it is in case you are new here. Okay. So it's a one little stick with powder in it, and you can just carry it with you anywhere. You pour it into water, like a water bottle, and it hydrates you basically like two times. It's like instead of having one bottle of water, you're having two bottles of water because you poured some liquid IV in it. Okay. There's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and there's no artificial sweeteners. There's zero sugar, and it contains 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's also non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, soy. I'm telling you, you guys, I literally drink liquid IV all day long. My favorite flavor, there's a million of them, used to be passion fruit, but then they just came out with sugar-free. Yes, you heard that correctly. While I was pregnant, they came out with sugar-free. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so now my favorite is the sugar-free white peach. So I literally drink it all day long. So I'm like the most hydrated person alive. Okay. Grab your liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Stassi at liquidiv.com. I love luxury goods. I love high-end products, clothes, things that are nice. I mean, who doesn't? But that stuff is also really, really expensive. And when I just got rid of my closet room and turned it into a nursery, that meant I had to take like a cold, hard look at my wardrobe, get rid of a lot of things. And I realized I should only be collecting pieces that are of the best quality so that I can wear them over and over instead of just having a lot of stuff. And I've been going to Quince so much more ever since I made that decision, because Quince is a website that has, I'm telling you, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, silk, jewelry, like the ring that I'm wearing, I wear every single day on my middle finger next to my wedding ring I got from Quince. It's the gold croissant pave diamond ring. Bought that for myself because I deserve it. Well, whatever. Anyway, but the reason why Quince is able to sell such high luxury items for a fraction of the price is because they partner directly with top factories. Okay. So Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I'm telling you, like, everything is just nice at Quince. When I was pregnant, I had a cashmere set and I was like, God, I just feel bougie in this. And it wasn't that expensive because, again, there is no middleman. So get affordable luxury with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stassi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Stassi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stassi. Let's talk about online shopping. One of my favorite pastimes. One of the things I'm best at. I just love online shopping. So if you're somebody who online shops, wouldn't you want to save money while you're doing it? Like if you knew you could do that, wouldn't you do it? Yes. Okay. That is where Rakuten comes in. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with stores across every category. So when you shop through Rakuten, you earn cash back. So when you're a member of Rakuten, you earn cash back and save money on everything that you buy. And I'm talking like they have every store pretty much over every category: beauty, clothing, electronics, home, department stores, pets, whatever, like Sephora, Macy's. Let me give you specifics: Zappos, Best Buy, Expedia, like so many different things. So let me explain how this works and how they're able to save you money. Basically, the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. So you get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. I mean, am I right or am I right? The membership is free and it's so easy to sign up, and the holidays are around the corner. Okay, lots of presents that need to be bought. That reminds me, I need to start making my list right now. But start all your shopping trips at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today, because your cash back will really add up. Like, if you just like look at the list, there's so many stores on here, like Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, Fenty Beauty, even wine.com, Bloomingdale's, Levi's, all of the things we love. So check out Rakuten. Well, so you guys have had some independence from each other. Because some of these twins on the show, like, I was mind blown watching it. Like, some of them had never spent one day apart. You guys were trying. There was this one, I can't remember which set it was, but y'all were like, wait, so have you spent time apart? And they're like, yeah, well, I was on the top floor. And they're like, yeah. No, but you saw each other every day. Yeah. You still lived in the same building and you saw each other every day. They're like, yeah, well, yeah, but we've spent time apart. Like, she slept on the top floor. Like, they have never been apart.
Yeah. Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That.
And when we told them we were splitting them up, they were shaking.
Like, oh,
they,
crying. I think crying, they, yeah.
Bawling.
It's, you know, Bree and I, my mom made sure after third grade or second grade, one of those, that put the girls in separate classes for good, like let them be individuals. And then I think, though, too, because we started wrestling together at 23. So we would be on the road every week together, and then she'd fly back to New York. I'd fly back to San Diego. So we'd still see each other. But you and I would go, even in high school, a few weeks without seeing each other. When I go to soccer camp and.
Yeah, we were always pretty independent. We're rare. We're rare twins.
We're rare, where we love to be with each other, but like we can go do our own thing. We'll be fine.
Totally. So you guys haven't been the twins that are like, we want to end up marrying another set of twins and have a bunch of babies that look exactly the same.
No. Which is why it was so crazy that we got pregnant together, because we didn't plan it.
Did you really not plan it?
No.
You swear.
It's how? Actually, it's so crazy.
It's
because
so wild.
I was trying for like 8 to 10 months. Couldn't get pregnant, which is not the longest time, but Brian and I just figured like, okay, one kid is perfect. We're really busy. That was it. Our mind was set on one. I do know in Sedona, I remember the night where we weren't safe, but I didn't think I was ovulating. So I don't know. I was just like, I didn't think I could get pregnant. And then you were in France.
Well, right. But right before that, I mean, and it's literally what I love. It's documented on Total Bellas, or yeah, it'd be Bellas at that point. I'm at a doctor's appointment, and not only does she diagnose me with PCOS, but she's like, you have no estrogen in your body. She's like, the day you want to have kids, you're going to need help. So we literally booked an appointment to freeze my eggs. So after that appointment, I go to France. And that's when Artem proposed to me, but I was going to freeze my eggs in like 4 or 6 weeks, or like start the process. And I got pregnant.
But you also thought, so for her,
now,
she
thought
PCOS,
protection twice.
She thought like all of a sudden she could just not use protection.
Yeah.
Like,
well, when she told me I like had no estrogen, you need help. I was like, well, the plus side is Artem, don't use a condom. Like, we're good to go. And he literally, I don't even know this. What's the scientific term? I mean, I'll say he came in me, but there's probably ejaculated in me, whatever.
I don't know. One of those.
Just twice. And I'm like, what? I'm like, so what happened to having no estrogen in my body? Does that even happen? But yeah, I was super shocked. Also, at that point, Artem and I had been dating 11 months.
Sweet.
So 10 or 11. So I was really like, oh, shit. I was actually really scared to tell her, big time, but
I mean, 11 months is still a decent amount of time. It's not like you guys had just met last month.
Right, exactly. Which is true.
It's not like it was a one night stand. Could you imagine?
Well, I'm not going to even let a one night stand person come in me. Well, even knows? if you thought
you had PCOS and no estrogen.
Yeah, but if I barely knew him, met him at a bar, I don't know what his cum's like. I'm not having it inside me.
I know.
Jeez.
And STDs, you got to worry about the whole thing.
Yeah. So there you go. Like, hey, but I just met you. Let's have no sex with nothing.
Yeah.
Listen, we all make mistakes sometimes. It could have happened. It could have happened.
That's true.
I feel like you guys getting pregnant at the same time, it was some like weird magical twin shit.
Totally.
For sure. This and is the weird shit twins do.
Yeah. This is why our show is going to be so awesome, because
twins are weird.
Twins are weird. So I know there's going to be weird. So, like, we haven't even seen the full season. So I can't wait to watch this, because stuff we would see in the notes, I'm like, people who aren't twins, which we call singles.
Singulars.
So they would use that term, singulars. I'm like, oh shit, why didn't I think of that? They didn't understand it, because they're like, I don't get it. Like, they both did this. I'm like, it's weird twin shit. I'm like, this just happens in the twins world. We shared a womb. You and I
split an egg.
Well, and that's the
majority
thing.
Majority of humans are one.
Everyone on this season is an identical twin. So we don't have any fraternal. And so identical, it's when one egg splits in half. And that just, I think, makes you even more
weird
and connected in a twin way.
Do you feel like you guys have do you have like telepathic, spiritual, connected, weird shit? Like, you could be across the world from each other and you just know things?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's weird. I feel like we could be across the world and I could know if she's scared or nervous or depressed or something just by feeling. I feel something, I'd text her immediately, and it's happened before. And I'm like, hey, like, I'm feeling this. You okay? But she'd be feeling it. So I do feel like our bodies are so in sync, no matter where we're at in the world.
Does that ever feel invasive? Like, does that ever get annoying where you're like, God, I just want you to not know what I'm feeling. Yeah. Okay. I want my privacy.
Yeah. No, I feel like.
Or is it comforting?
All we've ever known. Yeah. It's all we've ever known. Like, for me, I always think to myself, I wonder what it'd be like to not have a twin, like just to be considered like your own.
Wow. You think about that?
No, I don't. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't know that feeling. Like, every day, like, we never experienced the first day of school alone. We never walked into parties alone. We always had each other until like our 20s. But, it, you know, in that adolescent time when confidence is so low and you're scared about everything, I always had her. So like, for me, like, my life has just been so different than a singular. I've never had to have those really big, scary moments because I'm a twin. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm.
I would think that would like make someone socially awkward, and you guys are not whatsoever. And neither are like most of the cast members that I saw, I guess, last night. I would think that just having that person since birth that you could always rely on, because I know, like, I don't like going to parties by myself. I can be very socially awkward. So I have to go with someone. But I had to learn because I am a singular. I didn't have that option sometimes. So I would think that it would make twins socially awkward.
No, you know what I think it is? It's almost like we're each other's pixies. So we walk in like, don't be scared. Who cares what they think?
Yeah.
So we're always building each other up.
Which is true. But then what I noticed on our show is, so when they approached us together and we'd be interviewing them, some of them who were super loud, the minute we separated them, it was crazy to see some get really quiet. And I'm like, oh, he's a lot more shy without his twin.
That is
so true. There are some That's twins true. That are like that. Bree and I are just obnoxious and loud, and we have big personalities. But there are some twins that do get socially awkward, or I feel like even get social anxiety if their other half isn't there.
Totally.
So I've seen that. We just have spent way too much time apart. So
do y'all have separate groups of friends, or is it one, say, like, how does that work when you're a twin?
So it's weird. We have one group, and then, I mean,
we have a bestie group.
And then we might have our childhood friends are different that we still are in contact with, but still we're a part of it together.
We are like our best friends.
Our best friends were one group on one group text.
Bree used to like not be that much a part of it when she was dating her rocker guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were like, bye, boo.
That
see
wasn't
you
my fault.
In years.
That wasn't my fault.
But no, we let her back in.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're like Kim Kardashian and Breeze Courtney. It's like you guys had the group chat.
Honestly.
Oh my gosh, Travis is cheating her. Or I won't say my ex's name.
You're different.
Would it be weird if one of you guys was like, to the other, I'm going to dinner with some of my friends tonight. And like, they were kind of new friends and the other didn't know them. Like, would say you like met a new group of people and you like went out, would it be weird? Would you have to give a major explanation as to?
Well, I feel like definitely
Bree is great about being a part of the mom groups and I'm not.
I'm super mom
I'm
social.
A lone ranger and she is like, part of the DIY mom crew, volunteer, blah, 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 blah. And I'm always by myself. And so she'll always be like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that with these people. And I don't even think I really ask because sometimes I'm like, oh, those are probably moms from school.
Well, and you always say no. There's times I've invited her and then times where I haven't felt like I could extend the invite, which is weird.
Yeah.
But every time I do invite you, you always say no. I mean, there's a couple times you said yes and you had a blast.
When? Yeah. Which ones?
When we all went to Scribe.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Wait, do your kids go to the same school?
No, they go to different. So that's why she has her crew. And it's hard because some people have asked me about play dates, but I'm not there yet.
She's not that type of person.
I'm not. I just,
it's hard. Making mom friends, it's a task. It's hard.
It's
like dating. You might as well get on Raya.
We should like start like Raya a mom for moms. Comp. Yeah. Like we swipe or whatever. And I think too, my son, he's very like obsessed with Bree's kids. Like they're like brothers and sisters. So he'll ask about them a lot, but he doesn't like, he loves being with his classmates, but it's not like he doesn't crave to see them outside of there. He wants to see his cousins. So whenever he's not at school, he wants to see Buddy and Birdie or Uncle Brian and Auntie Breezy. And those are the people he'll constantly ask me about.
Right.
So I'm like, I'd rather just, if I want to take him like somewhere with do that, I'm like, hey, Bree, what are you doing? Like, want to meet
and
at the park?
Yeah. And my daughter, who's six, is very social like me.
She is so social.
And that's who I'm friends with is like her friends' moms. And
like Birdie asks you to go on play dates.
Like Birdie will be at the park and be like, you want to go on a play date? And I'm always like,
and then you have to
I always have to tell her in the car, like, you can't just offer play dates. but I really lucked out. My daughter's close friends' moms are so amazing.
They are amazing. The ones that I met are awesome.
Out. And I become so close with them, but they're so fun. And we just are all, we believe in the same things. We just, how we all are
drink
as moms.
A lot of wine.
Love that.
Yeah, that is the plus about wine country is everyone's like something in the industry. So
every play date, it's like
no one judges on how much wine you drink. And it's the best thing.
I think I need to move to wine country.
Honestly, yes. It is like the best thing
ever.
It's a
gem out here.
It is a gem.
How far away? How long is the drive from Los Angeles to where you guys live?
So we just
it's
the
like
other
6 or 7.
Six. Mm-hmm. A drive. But the other day, we were in LA for one day on Monday. We woke up. We had a 7 a.m. flight. Took us. The flight was 48 minutes.
So the
minutes.
Airport's about an hour and 15 minutes. So you can like do JSX to Burbank if you want from Oakland. You show up 30 minutes before. It's a 42-minute flight. And then we like about Burbank, you're already mainly on that side unless you have to go over the hill, which
don't
sometimes
deal with
we
all
do.
The chaos of LAX.
And then we're home usually that back night. At our houses at 9 p.m. that night. So we'll go sometimes and just do day stuff. And it's like, it's so nice and easy. And Mateo and I are headed to go see Artem next week. And it's just, since I've been doing it with him a few times, I'm like, it's just so easy.
What a life. That would make me feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not joking. Like that feels really cool to just, you know, you got to take a flight. You got to be in another city that day. Yeah. And then you're back by 9 o'clock to put your baby down if you want your kid down. That's amazing.
I get my Chinese chicken salad from Jones on
from
Third.
Jones. Oh my gosh.
My crack.
It's it truly is. It is crack.
But this is the thing I tell her.
She'll be like, you're really DoorDashing it to JSX. I'm like, yes, 100%.
She will DoorDash it and like get anxiety if the guy gets delayed. But like, I eat that salad and I'm full for days. I feel like there's a lot of sodium in it.
Oh, boo hoo. Drink more water. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, Salad shouldn't make me feel that full for so many days.
Well, I love it because it'll make me full for the day. And if I get it for lunch, right? Sometimes you're like, have a tiny dinner and I feel fine.
Yeah. And I'm always like the extra dressing girl. Then like a ton of sriracha. You guys, I wish all my listeners knew about this salad because it is
ridiculous.
It's seriously incredible.
It really is.
That's why paparazzi hangs out there, because that salad is made that
because everyone needs that salad.
And yet you get the worst photos from there. I remember. I started telling Artem, we're either eating at the house or we're eating inside. But some of the photos that they've gotten of me from there, I'm like, I give up. Like, I'm not sitting out here anymore.
Yeah.
No one looks good in paparazzi photos. That's the thing. Like, I mean, unless they're like planned and they know it's going to happen and they get a say in all of that stuff,
right.
You know, but that is a rarity. No one looks good in paparazzi photos. At least you're getting photographed outside of Jones. Like, I mean, that's at least that makes you look hip.
Right.
You're a cool mom. True. You're not a regular mom.
Cool mom. Maybe you can meet a cool mom there.
Yeah, cool mom.
Hey, you want a salad group.
I think, though, the worst ones ever were Artem and I had to go do something at Coachella. I think it was, has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
For the festival part. And we were at the hotel. We brought Mateo. I made sure to go to the pool at 8 a.m. when no one was there, like beyond uncomfortable in my body. And next thing I see, Daily Mail has this whole article. Someone was hiding in a hotel room and got me bending over, got me in all these. I was in like gross high-waisted, like
Nikki, I'm so sorry. No, like
rude,
that,
right?
That is so like my blood just ran cold.
Yeah.
There are days, and it's not like I'm not somebody that's super famous, okay? But there's just our grocery store. It's like no matter what, when we go to our grocery store, there's somebody, I don't understand it. It's just our grocery store. And I look like a monster. I look like a beast. And it's to the point where I'm like, well, then I don't want to go to the grocery store because
I know
I don't want anyone to see me looking like this. But I love going to the fucking grocery store.
Yeah. Right.
I could not imagine if that happened to me and I was in a bathing suit, I would never leave my house again. That is just such an invasion of privacy. It is. That's horrible.
Horrible. And I think it should be illegal when there's certain positions, like if you're bending over, like that shouldn't be allowed because the zoom in and, you know, they always try to put like a nice, I feel like headline when it's those kind of shots so they don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
But that was like because I'm the same. I'm not super famous, but when Artem and I were living in Sherman Oaks, that was the one thing that bothered me so much was just the amount of paparazzi stuff going on.
It's all about you getting sued over a photo.
And then reposted one because...
one that you finally felt good in.
Yeah, like, and the boots looked great. And I wrote like a funny caption. And next thing you know, they were waiting for you to do something like that. And then they sue you for posting their photo.
What?
And I go, so they follow me all the way to Pacific Palisades from my home, take it going into a friend's place. I reposted one of them. And made a whatever comment and I got sued and I had to pay it.
Are you joking?
No.
You lost.
I lost because at the end of the day, the judge said, well, that's their photo. They own it. And I go, but that's of me.
That's wild.
And that's happened, by the way, there was a few other big time celebrities this happened to who had to pay out hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because of
no
that.
No way.
Liam, right? Liam was one of them.
I remember it was a bunch of people.
But so when I got pregnant with Mateo, like Artem really wanted to stay in LA, but I was like, I'm not raising my son here with that. Because we got into another thing and I didn't even win, but they put our address everywhere. They took photos of the front of our house and didn't blur out the address. And they didn't care about that. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I told Brie, like, and I was telling Artem, I'm like, unless we want to move somewhere that's more, you know, has better security or it's just not right here in the middle of it all, I'm like, I can't do this with my kid. Like, this is not cool. Cause we started to get people to show up. And this was like getting nuts in the beginning of the pandemic. I was having people try to open up our door. And that's why I was like, that's it. You're selling your house. We're Napa full time. Like, I'm not doing this with my son. Like, can't.
I don't think people realize that, like, paparazzi, it's not the way that it used to be back in the, like, early 2000s, where you would see, you know, Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan coming out of Kitson and they were swarmed by so many photographers. That's not what it's like. You don't see them. Yeah, it's like you're being followed by a private detective or something, like someone is hired, like a stalker. You never see them. I've never, like, anytime my photograph's been taken, I've never seen where the photographer is. It's like, so you never know when someone's around. I don't even know how they know when we are somewhere. It's wild. They'll be like, wait a second. Like, no one was following us. How did they know that we were at this park? And like, it does not make sense. It's scary.
Yeah. Big time.
It's really scary.
I remember telling Artem one time, I'm like, I think there's a guy across the street who keeps ducking in his car, like hiding. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you think that's a paparazzi? And he's like, I don't know. And then next thing you know, I'm bending over grabbing the mail and that photo is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So they do. That's what people don't realize. They do. They hide and they stalk.
Yeah.
And look, maybe not all of them are like that, but there are ones out there like that. And then, you know, it's just wild.
Well, you guys get to live in wine country, drink your wine in peace and private, do your thing, live your best lives.
Yes.
I'm so excited for you guys that you have the show coming out. I can't wait to finish watching all of the episodes. Y'all, thank you so much for being on here.
Yes. So fun. Thank you for having us. It's been way too long.
I know.
I know you're not social, but if you want to get social, Twin Love, it drops Friday
November
the 17th.
Yeah.
Yep. On Prime at Soho House, West Hollywood. We are doing like a two hour premiere party. So if you want to come on by, I think it's.
Wait, send me the deets. That actually sounds like something. It's like once the kids are down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know after hours?
Over. Yeah.
Totally. And Soho House is such cool vibes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's one where it's like, it's fun. Drinks, you'll know, are amazing and the food.
Yes.
And it'll be cool vibes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, please send me that info. Please.
Okay, totally.
Thank you guys so much. Do you want to promote any or pimp anything out? Anything else? Y'all have a podcast. Go listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, check out our podcast, The Nikki and Bree Show. It's wherever you get your podcasts. Also, follow us on social media. You got Nikki Garcia, at Nikki Garcia, at Bree. And then, you know, we have a delicious wine, Bonita Bonita, and we have a wine club. And you can also taste our wine out here in wine country. So don't be shy.
And I got to add one more thing, Brie.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no, but sure. Barmageddon. My other show I do with Blake Shelton and Carson Daly. That is on Monday nights after Monday Night Raw on USA. So check it out.
Yeah. See, you guys are busy ass women.
Yeah. Yes.
Busy as fuck.
Busy as fuck.
Bye, guys.
Bye.